This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Life is made up of millions of tiny moments. I believe that our task as humans is to be as present for as many of them as possible. When you reflect on the unforgettable events or incredible memories in your life, zoom in and there will be these little moments before or after the event that sit in your heart space. The moment you knew things would never be the same again. The hour you felt the shift. The minute that changed your life or the second that saved it. These are the moments that build movements. Sometimes they're global and other times it's just the simple first step to change. Join me as I uncover these moments with my inspiring, innovative and extraordinary guests. It is an honor and a joy to introduce Shingi Shonowa, an inspiring, magnetic woman who is a tour de force on any stage she graces and a beautiful, breathtaking soul inside and out. You might know Shingi as the lead singer and bassist of the platinum-selling indie rock band, The Noisettes, giving us timeless hits like Never Forget You and Don't Upset the Rhythm. And now, as a solo artist, our timeless queen has returned with more diamonds and gold for our hearts and bodies. The sound of Ancient Future, Shingi's 2019 EP, has been described as a sonic odyssey, capturing the essence and soul for over a decade of music from Shingi. And Too Bold, which in my humble opinion, is a seminal body of work. It feels like a love letter to blackness and a call to rise. It is a diaspora diary of experience and pain, love and growing. I am obsessed. Hi, Shings. Thank you for joining me.
Can I just extend the biggest amount of gratitude possible for the intro? Your voice is just so, I think I said it to you in my message earlier, your voice is just lush, babes. It's so beautiful to listen to, and it's an honor to be, to be getting into it with you today. Thank you, sister.
You're way too kind. Your voice is for me the voice of the moment, actually. It's thrilling and exciting for me to bear witness to this piece, this album. I think from Ancient Futures, which I was lucky enough to catch a few live performances, you know, which is where I think you are so electric and people really get to feel your soul. An incredible live performance. So it's been amazing for me to see it from that point. How are you feeling right now, 2021? Still, I was going to say post-pandemic, we're in the thick of it. How are you feeling in this moment, both in your body and then in the sounds that you've managed to create for this time?
Okay, so yeah, it's interesting that you mention the 2020s, because yes, we formed Zimtron Records actually in 2019 to put Ancient, to we had to create a home for Ancient Futures, because it just felt like there weren't as many kind of, you know, brave and kind of, there weren't as many brave, I think, you know, people in the kind of, you know, record label major industry, or surprisingly in the independent sector, that seemed to want to give it a chance. So I actually thank them so much, because I now think that, you know, if I hadn't have had the label, which became the first home for the first baby, to Ancient Futures, I wouldn't have gone on maybe to have the confidence to even go further into, you know, body of work, Too Bold, which feels like my bravest piece of work so far. I really feel like, you know, physically and creatively, I'm in my element. I mean, you know, funny enough, on 2020, on the 1st of January 2020, I think we've archived it now, but I think one of the posts for that day was something like, we posted the video for Revolutions, which was the second single from Ancient Futures. And Revolutions was shot at the Albany, which is an iconic, beautiful little community theatre in Deptford, which is, you know, got such an amazing cultural, social, conscious story, in the sense that it was the center for a lot of community gathering and resisting the NF, the National Front, during the 70s and the 80s, when they had made this resurgence, sort of, they had made quite a strong resurgence. So yeah, back to your question of how am I feeling in my body, we released the video of Revolutions in 2020 on the 1st of January, and there's a lot in those lyrics yet that still perhaps haven't been unpacked, but I was definitely, you know, well into my journey of just, you know, making a conscious decision and a subconscious decision to be a lot more kind of present and sort of brave lyrically in the music, in the sense that, you know, I suppose I had to use a lot of metaphor. And there was a lot of amazing wordplay that I think I managed to create during my time with the Noisettes, a time which I'm so proud of our achievements. I'm so happy that with what me and Dan have achieved, and you know, and you know, who knows what we still can achieve in the future. But yeah, with Ancient Futures, I was definitely making a conscious effort to just be more. Just to be braver, to be there more physically, more lyrically in the music. So yeah, how am I feeling now that it's 2021? That's kind of like about a year and 2 months ago since I last put out that post. I think I said something along the lines of, you know, welcome to 2020. This is a new era. This is going to be a defining moment for humanity, whether we like it or not. You know, like you want to play, you know, if they say life is a theater, you know, which role are you? Are you the cook, the thief, his wife, her lover, you know, the murderer, the briber? Are you the choir? And you know, I think a lot of people since I put that post out in 2020 have you know, not had the 2020 vision that maybe they might have hoped for. You know, maybe when everybody was saying welcome to 2020 vision, maybe a lot of people were hoping for, you know, new car, you know, maybe people like, you know, a brand new guy to sweep me off my feet, or like maybe people were hoping for, you know, this is the time of the year, usually in the, you know, January, February, when people tend to sort of set their intentions. And I think people are a lot more public with setting intentions now because of social media. And so 2020 just went on to be one of the most game-changing and revolutionary years for me, in myself, in my body, in the sense that, you know, I did have a scary moment with my health. I mean, I have like endo issues, in the sense that, you know, not everything has been happy and you know, completely smooth, you know, in my womb and hood, you know, in my womb. So, you know, a lot of women are going through this. I mean, hopefully, you know, it's something that people are okay with me talking about, because I really do believe a lot of these things are connected. So how am I in my body right now? And how does that relate to endo? In 2020, I had some of the worst pain crises that I've ever had. So a crisis is like when I'm, let's say, going into my my moon, my women, my time of the month, whatever you want to call it, on Irubi. There's so many different, you know, different nicknames that we've given it. And we actually should have even more if we want to, because it's something that I feel, we, you know, it affects us. So it's such a huge part of our lives. The fact that, you know, we're still kind of, you know, skirting around nicknames and things like that, shows how sensitive it is. But, you know, of course it must be sensitive because it has the potential to create life. And so it should be treated with care. But yeah, so I had some really, I moved in with my family in March. Because my mum had has underlying health issues. She's a breast cancer survivor. She's a stroke survivor. She's just amazing. You know,
incredible.
She survived the war for, you know, the struggle for Rhodesia to become Zimbabwe in the 70s when she was a teenager. She survived that. So she's like absolutely amazing. And so, yeah, I mean, we moved back in with her so that we wouldn't put her at risk by kind of going in and out. And, I had a few periods where the pain was so bad. She literally like had to help me get in the bath. And so, I'm not going to go into that too much, but what I will say is back to the body. I've been wanting to revisit, a life healing energy force that I have been sort of studying on and off probably for like the last sort of 5 years. It really helped me immensely when I was going through a super, super stressful, court case in 2017 and 2018. And so when I was having these endo crises during the year that was 2020 that I coined, I was having these awful bouts of pain that I would not wish on my worst enemy. And so I thought, you know what, to get back into the Reiki because nothing has ever really managed to sort of connect, you know, the emotional realities of how I sometimes feel when I'm in pain with the physical manifestation of the symptoms, which is, you know, like obviously unstoppable bleeding, it feels like, and excruciating pain. So I got back into Reiki and it also helped me. You know, Reiki is something that, you know, I reopened my relationship with, and I'm so, so happy for that. I mean, I highly recommend people to look into it who are into things like meditation. It's very complementary with meditation, with positive affirmation and with yoga alongside other, you know, kind of, I suppose, wellness tools that people are looking to be more open to. So yeah, I'm feeling much better in my body because currently I am, as a result of Reiki in Grenada, because I had studied for a Reiki one. And then I towards the end of 2020, there was just plenty of things happening that meant, okay, babes, it's time to get out of all the concrete, get away from, you know, some call it, you know, the West Babylon. You know, I just knew that I wanted to be somewhere warm, somewhere with a lot of vitamin D, and I wanted to reopen my relationship with Reiki, you know, which, you know, similar to stuff like yoga, you can kind of, it can just be something that's in your life that when you need it, it can help you as an emotional, spiritual, creative tool.
Before we move on, I thought it was important to mention that it is also Endometriosis Awareness Month. Shingi generously shares a brief account of her experiences, and I know she is not alone in the struggles she faces with her endo issues. Her holistic practices serve as healing tools for her to move through dis-ease, but of course, everyone is different. If you or someone you know is experiencing unresolved pain or would like support, please check out endometriosis-uk.org.
So yeah, so basically I got on a flight. I had wanted to come to Grenada, where there's quite a really big and growing community of, you know, of people who are into exploring and learning about alternative tools to help them through these times. And there's a lot of creatives here. I mean, there's a lot of creatives here and loads of yoga and like beach and, you know, healthy food, like, you know, yeah. And now and I'm much better in my body. I'm sorry that the answer had to be so, so kind of going around the houses, as we say.
No. There's so much in that. First of all, thank you so much. You've gone around the houses, but I've been making a few mental notes and there's so much that we can go back on and unpick. But first of all, well done for making it there. It sounds glorious. We managed to get like a quick glimpse of it earlier on video and it just looks idyllic. And it feels like it's wonderful to hear you listening to the call of your body and your spirit. So your spirit is singing and your body knows what it needs. I really believe that. When you shared the piece about, it's so fascinating to me, in 2020, you had a height of the pain or crisis with the endometriosis, short, right?
Yeah.
The endometriosis, yeah, is that what you mean?
Yeah. Because endo is, I think it's the Latin or the Greek word for womb. So anything to do with your endometriotic matter, you know, manifests itself as lesions and as, you know, that cling on. They call it menstruation in retrograde. And essentially, you know, there's some very cosmic ways to describe it, but, you know, these eggs that are, you know, unfertilized, that we're, you know, having to sort of discard or pass through at the end of every month, a lot of those cells are, you know, they are matter. They matter. They are intelligent matter. And they believe that they're here to make a baby for you. And they're like, what? Maybe I'm going to somehow get fertilized. I know. Okay, a bit of me is going to break off from the egg, from the group, and I'm going to hide behind a kidney. Or wait, she won't see us if we're here. We're going to hide behind like we're gonna stick to a fallopian tube, or stick to a bit of bladder, or we're just gonna cling on because we wanna be a baby, we wanna be fertilized. It's the most crazy, most cosmic.
The human body.
Yeah,
well, it's so fascinating.
Knows what it wants, didn't you? And I think endometriosis is a really interesting way of, sadly, you know, your body kind of your body is kind of fighting you for not letting it do what it naturally feels like it's intends to do. And so with this other, with the eggs that are unfertilized, some women have part of their endo matter from the eggs that they cling on, and that causes excruciating pain every month. So not only are you trying to release a new egg every month, but you've got all these other activated, you know, kind of angry, unfertilized cells of endo matter from periods gone by. And then on top of it, that endomatter can almost create like a sieve-like effect. So it makes it even harder for the new period to come through. Fam.
Right. Wow.
And imagine that.
And this is all being held in the body.
All being held in the body. And fighting. So something that's supposed to come out is fighting to come out. But then there's elements of that that are fighting to stay in because they want to be human or be fertilized. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
It's incredible. And I just, I'm just thank you for sharing it. And I like to, I was just highlighting it because of course you're not alone in that. And I know that, especially with Black women as well, that we need to speak more about fertility issues and fibroids. I know that we, particularly in the African American community, and the statistics are the same for the UK, that we are more likely to have fibroids as well. So just being free in the discussion of that, and also just your spiritual description and insight into it is also very useful. It makes me think of, when I think of the womb and birthing, I think of darkness and blackness and the beauty and the magic that's held there. I want to relate some of this back to the birthing of your project, which I wonder if a lot of the, I wonder sometimes if a lot of the pain and a lot of the invisible baggage and weight that we hold as women in this society, particularly in the Western world, how it sits in our womb and our body space. So there's a lyric that moved me on one of the intros of On Too Bold, and I'd love to read it out. And now that you've told me, now that you've given that full version, these words have even greater weight to it. But it moved me just as an African sister to you, who I can just feel, I can feel the weight of it. I just want to read it out for people to hear. What if I told you that I get low? It might be a shingy that you don't know. What if I told you that I've been told,
I'm too dark, I'm too bold. What if I told you that I get low? Yeah. See, that shit was making my blood run cold. I got an imbos to die for. Mama says she what you crying for. She's too dark, too smart, too dark, too smart, too bold.
And now that you said get low, my first feeling was, oh, you know, like the lowness that we all feel, the scope and the scale of the lowness. How low has it been? And is it in that lowness that you were able to birth what we get to hear now?
Like, once again, I just have so much love for you. I want you to know that.
I love you.
To know that I have so much love, so much respect as well. I'm awestruck by your compassion, your commitment to just like creativity, and the way that you are just so natural with it, and the way that you are so appreciative, you know, of where I think a lot of your creative energy and, you know, your spiritual energy and a lot of things you celebrate, you're very like openly grateful about that. And especially pertaining to, you know, to the African contribution there. I just think it's really beautiful. And thank you for asking that question about pain. There's some beautiful things that you said. And, you know, to answer your question about what kind of lows am I talking about? I would argue and maybe say, not argue, but I think that for a long time, you know, I mean, sorry, during this time, I think there's a lot of things that are surfacing in at such a dramatic rate. There's such a shift in terms of how we are finally being listened to, in inverted commas. Now, maybe we are being, maybe we are only being listened to now, at this level, with this level of sort of like compassion, kindness, and, you know, genuine allyship, which, you know, is something that we can potentially even thank this, you know, global current events that are happening. I think they said something like more people, you know, have passed away from this than World War II. So what happens when there's conflict, when there's war? Mm-hmm. What happens is that people are forced to confront mortality, and even if it's not the mortality of their loved ones and them and their friends, it's someone next to them, it's the next door neighbor, it's the old lady or the young kid down the road who passed away because of complications due to corona or whatever, you know. And so I just think it, you know, there's a certain level of compassion that I'm only seeing grow. I started to feel it, to be honest with you. Even I started to feel it around the turn of, you know, the 20 teens, you know, like, you know, kind of when kind of the former president of America was beginning to start his term. I think it was 2016, and when, you know, England had, you know, voted to leave and all this kind of stuff. So I really feel this kind of like almost fork in the road happening then. And I said to myself, even then, I was going around to independent labels in the UK. Some of the ones that I'd had so much respect for these labels. I was like, oh, I want to be on this, I want to be on that. You know, you want to be on Mute, or you want to be on One Little Indian. Wow, they had New York. I want to be on this, I want to be on that. You know, they'll get me. You know, and now that I'm finally outside of, you know, the kind of Babylonian Noisettes kind of contract from hell, like, which was just make any sense whatsoever, to the point where, like, music that I wrote when I was 16, like, as a result of my grandmother passing away, is still not technically owned by myself. Music that, and I know there are still other people played in the band for 10 minutes that still get royalty. Like, everything about that was just that on a sort of like contracting level was so wrong energetically. But I've learned from it, and I have no regrets, because what those people do and what those spaces have done have only made me stronger in my resolve to sing even louder from the heart. Now, as you said, maybe the pain that we have been feeling has felt invisible and unlistened to, but they've always heard it, babes. And I tell you how they've always heard it. They've heard it because one magical thing that we have the ability to do is to upcycle and recycle pain and darkest things into the most incredible music, into our art, the way we dance, the way we move, the way we sing, the way we cook, the way we love, the way we make love, the way we hug, the way we squeeze, the way we hold each other, like when something's, you know, something's going down. And so in terms of the lows that I'm singing about, yeah, there, that was actually that excerpt of Too Bold. It's more like an interlude. I love interludes, basically. Like, some of my favorites have interludes. So many love amazing interludes. You know, people like Donny Hathaway and like Nina Simone were amazing. You know, Fela Kuti, I mean, it's like, you know, 10% of his songs will be the lyrics, and 90% will be the interlude. You know,
yeah,
it's, you know, I think we have a yeah, slightly more we have a different relationship to time. And I think fast, pace. We need this. We want that now. Yeah. Society that can often cause friction. But when we, you know, get into music, there's a reason why we have a certain respect of rhythm, of time. Listen to Bob Marley. It's in the reggae. It's in jazz. It's in so much pop music. You know, like ballads. You know, we have to owe arguably the sense of, you know, African ancient sense of time, because as Africans, we've been here for the longer. Arguably say that maybe we do take more time because there's more time behind us. There are so many ancestors behind us. I mean,
wait. Maybe we do take more time because there's more time behind us. That is a gem.
There's a lot of things. Thank you. There's just a lot of things that, like, I think taking myself out of the kind of, you know, out of the space that was so contaminated with, out of the contaminated space of the major label industry, where you just have to spend so much time fighting. You have to fight to, if you want to have your afro cut into a heart shape, you have to go in a ballroom with all these people that don't look like you and justify why you don't, you know, as some singers have come out recently and said, why you don't want to lighten the shade of your skin, or why you don't really like that photograph, or why you don't really feel like that song is you, or you feel like you don't really want to sing another song about what you've had to sing about every other time that they give you the budget. Is when they're telling you it's got to be about this, and you've got to move in a certain way, and you've got to take this many clothes on and put your hair, like, you know, maybe sometimes you might want to sing about something else. So I think taking myself out of that space and being forced to by a lot of the rejection letters, which I'm so happy for. And like, thank you guys. Thank you for saying no. Thank you because, you know, you did it for me. You released me. You freed me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because some of us, we never quite get out, yeah, because we're looking for that validation still in these institutions, many of which are tax funded, many of which are posing as egalitarian industries. You know, we don't have to say any names, because obviously I'm just trying to highlight some of the connections that affect me as well in my songwriting processes.
It's important to note the cultural relevance of what Shingi was doing with the Noisettes in 2012. 9 years ago, the mainstream narrative for women with natural hair had very little recognition. Outside of Grace Jones, we had Skunk Anansie, who rocked a fab bald look, but they were both considered alternative. The black British UK pop artists were not stepping out with their natural hair, maybe at a push braids, but we rarely, if ever, saw fros. Cue Shingi, playing the bass, rocking a fro with an unapologetic indie pop sound. It certainly wasn't R&B, and she was definitely in her own lane. She was having a moment. For so many young black girls in the UK, Shingi was everything we needed to see. The heart-shaped afro in Never Forget You was like an umbrella that included us. It said, I've got you, I see you. When people say it's just hair, they are sweeping over the politics, pain and struggle we have endured just to wear our hair naturally in the Western world. On July 3rd in 2019, Senate Bill 188, also known as the Crown Act, was passed in California. It prohibits discrimination based on hairstyles and recognises that black individuals are unfairly impacted and excluded from workplaces based on their hair. This is a story that too many black women know all too well. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please remember to subscribe, share, and like.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.